Sorry, I can't do this. I'm sorry.
The wedding's off, but the honeymoon is on, people.
Pete Waterman is with us on the show today. We're absolutely delighted. He's going to be hopefully coming to Dublin for one of the shows anyway at the Bord Gáis Energy Theatre. I should be so lucky. The Stock Aitken and Waterman musical. What is this about?
It's about a wedding. That's not a wedding. That is a wedding. Well, it turns into 27 weddings.
So this is this is featuring the soundtrack of a generation. So all the music that our listeners grew up with. So we're talking Kylie. We're talking Rick Astley. We're talking Jason Donovan. Everything is in there, isn't it?
Yeah, Bananarama and Spin Me Round's in there. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Super, super stuff. Spin me round, baby, right round. Yes! Ripple, baby, right round. I want your love. So no less than 10 number one singles and over 25 songs from the Hit Factory, whose music defined an era. And I'm sure this is something you hear all the time, Pete, how much of an impact you had on the music industry.
Yeah, but I'll never get tired of it because, you know, we worked in a bubble. We didn't realise at the time just what we were doing. It's only 40 years later, doing things like this, that you realise that you did touch a generation.
Yeah.
You know, as you know, we were hated at the time, so there wasn't anybody giving us any praise.
Were you hated at the time? I don't remember that bit.
Oh, yeah, and blimey, the media hated us. Well, the record industry took the category of producers of the year at the awards because they knew we'd won it.
That's mad. Yep. Jealousy gets you nowhere, isn't that it?
Absolutely, but we didn't care. We just carried on because people were buying our records.
Come up that this Stock Aitken and Waterman musical would actually happen. How did this come to be?
Oh, well, people have been chasing us for 10 years and we've had different writers do different treatments. We didn't like any of them. I'd seen Debbie Izzet's Nativity. The ATG put them together and brought us to her and we sat with her and she came up with a story and we went, sounds great. And then we started on the rehearsals.
Isn't there a digital image of Kylie in this show as well?
Yeah, that's Debbie's idea.
And
it works. You know, I think that when we go in the West End, we might have to change it. But at the minute, it works for certainly works outside of London, definitely.
So the Dublin dates that you're going to be here for, is this the end of this particular run?
It's the last part of this tour. And then we're hoping for the West End next year. So we get 4 months off, I think it is. And we're going to slightly change some of the songs in the show because when you see the show, you'll see that the end of the first half, we leave people hanging. And we've been saying from day one, you can't do that. So we'll just say, we'll just tweak a couple of things.
And when you say you get 4 months off, you're obviously still very heavily involved in this, Pete. What are you doing with the show? What's your involvement with
this? I'm starting another show as well, which I can't tell you about. But I'm starting Top Secret show. I'm really busy at the moment. That's the way I like it. You know, I want to go, when they put me in the wooden box, I want to be tied out and finished.
I love watching you on the telly. I can't wait to see what this, maybe you'll tell me off the air what the secret project is. You'll have to kill me then, though, won't you, Pete?
I'll have to kill you, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. So I guess, you know, from you've been popping into performances of this show, I Should Be So Lucky, and I'm assuming the audiences are lapping this up.
Yeah, absolutely. And I shall be in Dublin for the first two nights, because I love Dublin anyway. I've got lots of friends there, so
yeah.
I'll pop over for the first two nights and enjoy the crack and have a beer, so I'm looking forward to that.
You won't be able to go into the shop or anything because everyone's going to be stopping you looking for photos.
Yeah, but no. That's not the job, you know. If you don't want that, don't go to the show. I mean,
yeah.
The people coming, if they're there, they want their picture taken. That's fantastic. You know,
I love
that's what it's all about.
I love that. Pete, if you need somewhere to stay, I don't live too far from the theatre. You can come and stay in my box room. I'll put new sheets on the bed and everything for you. I might even do you an Irish fry. You never know. I'm going to let you go. Thanks so much for coming on, and it's been an absolute pleasure as always.
No, pleasure's mine. Thank you.
Thanks, Pete. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.